Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Very excited about the relationship we have with Olala Njinga. Is a member of our Brain Trust. She's been a great member since she's joined us back in more than 3 years ago. And she's the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments. She's the CEO, the founder of Yellowwood Group. And she's our good friend, Olala. Thank you again for hanging out with us. You got a new product coming out soon. I want you to tease us about it a little bit, please.
All right, I can give you a little tiny teaser. What I did basically is took what Yellowwood does for companies that are growing and condensed it into something really simple and self-directed for small business owners at a super easy price point for them.
So somebody who might not be able to engage your full services, who
right.
might be a little smaller, a little earlier in the stage of development, could take advantage of this and bring themselves along with you holding their hand digitally, so to speak, and you
yep.
bring them along, let them grow a little bit and until they could engage you fully.
Definitely, and that's exactly what it's designed to do. And the product is called Grow and Win, and it's a digital toolkit of the three types of structures that you need around strategy, mm-hmm. marketing, and sales in order to really focus on the areas of growth of your business that really matter over the next 2 years. And so we're crazy excited about it. So we're
yeah.
wrapping that up.
And when's that going to be available?
It will be available this month. I will send you our, we have our soft launch on Wednesday. So God willing and the creek don't rise, it's going to be ready by, it is going to be ready by the 15th of December.
All right. So how will they find that?
They would go to growandwintoolkit.com.
Grow and Win Toolkit. Put that on your list there, folks. Check it out as of the 15th. Grow and Win Toolkit.
.com. Yeah, we're finishing up the site.
So
this
check
week.
That out, and
thank you.
And then we'll have to. What you need to come back in January, and,
yes.
And we'll talk about it a little bit more. So
I would love that.
Hey,
okay.
Let's talk about this third thing you've got for us to do for marketing in the new year.
Yeah, I'm very excited about the third one because it's something that small business owners drop the ball with a lot, and it's follow up. And we know that statistically, the sales cycle gets longer for people because they're inundated with information. So most small business owners touch a prospect once or twice, maybe three times, and they just give up. But we know that statistically speaking, most people make a final purchase decision between 5 and 8 touches.
Hmm.
So if you imagine that you've had this conversation, you've been courting this potential customer, and then all of a sudden you drop the ball and stop following up, you leave space for one of your competitors to come in
right.
and take advantage of the road you've already paved.
So what would follow-up look like?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many easy ways
I have gone shopping on a website and then leave the website and then an hour or two later get an email from the company saying,
yeah.
did you leave something? Did you mean, you know, we missed you? Won't you come back or something? I didn't like that.
You didn't like it.
I didn't like them. Yeah, I didn't. I didn't give them my email address. I didn't tell them they could contact me. You know what I mean? I should be able to go to the. I want to differentiate between stalking and follow up.
Well, I can assure you that that's pretty subjective, right? So as
right.
a marketer, I got to keep my marketing hat on.
Right.
It's follow up. As a consumer, it might feel a little creepy and it might feel like stalking. But sometimes people abandon a shopping cart because they have a bad experience on the site.
Right.
They can't find what they're looking for. So being able to have those kinds of tracking mm-hmm. mechanisms on a website is very helpful. But it could be as simple as a phone call. It can be as simple as an email. It can be something that comes in the mail. It could be as simple as sending that person a tweet. If they come to your website and they put in their Twitter handle, you know, send them a shout out. Or
mm-hmm.
there's so many
no,
ways.
If they give you some contact information, that's different.
That's different.
But just
yes.
to go visit a site and not as if you didn't really want anybody to know you were there and shop around
yeah.
and then get an email in an hour or so saying, hey, did you forget something or whatever? You know, I think that's...
Yeah, I mean, I can see your point. And you know what, Jim? I'm going to say that depending upon the type of product and the industry, that's either going to be really appropriate or
right.
for some people...
Well, see, if I sign in, if I go to Amazon and I sign in...
Right.
And I put something in my shopping cart, then that's different. Because I've told
right.
them I was there and you know, I left a cart in the aisle. You know, come get your cart
right.
out of the aisle. You know?
Right. Well, follow-up is going to be key. So
there
entertaining
you
them, digital, technology, and follow-up, that's going to take you into 2015 as a small business owner.
Yellowwoodgroup.com. And after the December 15th, give it to us again.
After December 15th, it'll be growandwintoolkit.com.
That's another website, a different one for the new toolkit.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Olala, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you so much, Tim.
See you next
Bye-bye.
Time. Olala and Jinga, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.